Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from April the 21st, 2025. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ Dorsey, right? Taking a look at last Thursday's performance with our close on Friday. Did see crude up over 3.5% there. We saw international equity indices in positive territory and a bit of a split in terms of domestic equity performance. We did see the Russell 2000 lead to the way to the upside, up 92 basis points, but saw the Dow down over 1% there. We did see gold down about 54 basis points, but no major impacts to the chart there. As for crude oil, we ultimately did see it return to a buy signal here, breaking a double top there at 64, putting in a higher bottom here at 60. Again, as far as gold goes, didn't see any reversal down, but getting pretty close to that potential reversal down. That's what we'll look for. Move below 30, really this 30,010 level, so good potential. We see it reverse down even sometime today, depending on where it opens, but keep an eye on that. Then looking at U.S. equity indexes, as we noted, the Dow closed lower. We saw it add to its current column of O's here, falling to 39,000, still as a return to a buy signal, technically maintaining that sell. We'll look to see if we hold support here at 38,600. From there, the Russell 2000 actually did reverse back into X's here at 18,800, putting in a higher bottom at 18,50, creating a triangle pattern, sort of an elongated triangle pattern here, which is pretty intriguing to watch and what we'll monitor very closely here. Sort of an interesting formation given a lot of what has transpired in the market, especially looking at small cap indices. Now, looking at indicators, we did see the NYC for high low reverse back into X's there at 16%. So at least we're seeing stocks begin to make 52-week highs and more of those making 52-week highs relative to making 52-week lows. So seeing an increase off that recent low level. And additionally, we're pretty close to seeing the multiple sell for NYSE reversing down into O's. Worth bearing in mind, this indicator looks a little bit of an opposite, if you will. It's looking for stocks that have given multiple sell signals. Typically, when we're looking at bullish percents, we're looking for buy signals, but this one does the inverse of that, looking for multiple sell signals. And we saw the indicator climb up to 46%, its highest level since 2020 earlier this month. We've seen it dial back and is now within 1% of reversing down as we're seeing those stocks return to buy signals. This is sort of an interesting indicator we don't mention often, but one that is pretty intriguing to follow. Then looking at individual stocks as far as earnings upcoming this week, Tesla going to be one of the big highlights. TSLA is a 4-for-5er. Much of that built on the fact that we've seen it consolidate here relative to what other stocks have shown through April and the latter part of March. A lot of its downside action had already transpired for the year. So it's been somewhat consolidating here in this 220 to 280 range. It's obviously given three consecutive sell signals, but has continued to really hold around support in the 220 to high two teens. And from here, if we saw it move above 264, we would see a return to a buy signal, but we've also seen some pretty good resistance develop there at 280. So that would be the move that we are level we need to see clear long term for potential for upside. But again, just simply out of that consolidation has shown some relative improvement as far as Tesla goes. Then looking on to Google reporting this week as well, GOGL, it's a 2-for-5er, did return to a buy signal during last week's trading there, week before last, rather. Then ultimately, we did see it reverse down, now testing support here at 150. We'll also monitor support there at 142. But again, from here, move above 162. If we were to see that, would count as a second consecutive buy signal. It doesn't technically complete a bullish catapult because we didn't see the higher bottom here, but would be additional confirmation of upside if we did see that move above 162. And that is not obviously the only two stocks we're seeing report this week. We'll scroll back up to the top of the list. Roughly, there's a third, this being the S&P 100 we have shown here in this query tool reporting this week. You've got various other ones like Verizon reporting along with Tesla on Tuesday, have quite a few on Wednesday, including AT&T. And then even moving on into Thursday, Intel and Merck join Google as well, along with others that we'll see report even on into Friday, wrapping it up with what appears to be Charter Communications and AbbVie. So pretty busy earnings week, but as always, if you have any questions about a particular chart you may be looking at, feel free to give us a call at 804. 404-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice start to their week.